Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast by yours truly. Hope you will enjoy this one on this Monday morning to start a fresh week as we prepare to exit the month of April and enter the month of May. And I don't know what the weather's like with you, but I do hope they ease off on the geoengineering just because, hey, it's spring and it would be nice to have spring weather, wouldn't it? Just for a change. So thanks for downloading this one anyway, and my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring me. Appreciate that as well. Here's a simple question. Do you think your phone listens to you? It might sound stupid, but I am of the opinion, and I've had this confirmed by other people, that the technology has been there actually for a long time. For people from, let's call them three-letter agencies, to be able to listen in to you on your telephone. Now, back in the days before mobile phones, they were able to do that on landlines, and I'm well aware of that. I am aware of the fact that in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, when I was very active in frontline politics here in Northern Ireland, and I was a vocal opponent of the appeasement of the IRA, when I would be having evening conversations with, let's say, political allies, sometimes there were strange clicks on the line, and I'm sure that was just interference from the weather, and in no way was I being listened into. But that was, of course, before the era of mobile phones, which are now absolutely ubiquitous. If you're listening to this, you'll have a mobile phone. Probably an iPhone, maybe an Android, I don't know. But the thing about it is that those devices really are, in my opinion, wide open to abuse and in terms of having them hacked or broken into or in other ways manipulated so that what you say in the privacy of your house can be heard, can be recorded, can be used as evidence against you. And I mean, I object to that on a whole lot of platforms. Number one, obviously, invasion of privacy, the most important one. But the second one is that, I don't say anything behind doors that I don't say publicly. I've always been like that. It's not that I've got a front, a public facing profile that's different to the real me. It's just the same. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm any more virtuous than the next man or woman, but I am just the same. I've always been like this. Do I think I'm being listened into? Probably not. I don't think I'm that significant. Don't think I'm worthy of it. But could they listen into me? Yes, I think they absolutely could do. Do you think if I used certain words, even in a social media commentary piece, would that trigger something listening into me? Yes, I do. And does that happen? Yes, it does. And you see, this is the thing. In a way, the matrix has been set up in such a way that we're all, as somebody pointed out, we're all walking around and we can all be listened into. And even better, they're getting us to pay money per month to the likes of Elon Musk for the privilege of then three-letter agencies or others being able to hear our private words. So I wonder what you think of this. I mean, to me, I think as we move forward into technology like this, the opportunity to be, I mean, the only way you can stay free is basically don't have a mobile phone and don't have one of these voices like, an Alexa or whatever, these machines that, again, are the same sort of thing. And don't have them because these Google devices, because Google listens into you as well. Google tracks you. You know that. You don't need me to tell you that. Nobody, I think Google don't even deny the fact that they are tracking you. So if you use Google, you will be tracked. If you have an Apple iPhone or an Android phone, more than likely you will be tracked. You can try and turn off certain things, but I think there's back ways into it. And so ultimately, the terrible thing is, in order to have the convenience of a mobile phone, we have to give up our privacy. Now, that's quite a deal when you think about it. Is that the sort of deal that you kind of want to have? you're sort of happy to trade off. Yeah, I'm happy for anyone to listen to me, but I want to be able to just jump on my phone and find this, that, and the other out. I want to be able to do a Google search and identify this, that, and the other. You know, I want to be able to use Facebook, and oh yeah, it's really super duper fine. I mean, I took Facebook off my mobile phone ages ago because I realized, well, that's a problem. I'm not wanting Meta, Mark Zuckerberg and the gang listening to or tracking me or, you know, monitoring where I visit or what in the physical world and on the digital world as well. So I wonder what you guys think about this. You know, it is a hard choice that we face because mobile phones bring a lot of benefits. But I think the one major disadvantage to mobile devices of any sort is that they also potentially absolutely remove our individual privacy. And again, you know, that will be sold back to us as saying, yeah, but it's a good thing because it means that the three-letter agencies can track down all the bad guys, you see, and can listen to what they're doing, and we can get evidence against the bad guys. Problem is, who decides who the bad guys are? We saw during COVID that, you know, the bad guys were the ones who didn't want to have an experimental gene therapy. So, you know, we've got to be very wary of mobile phones, as far as I can see. And even the final thing to say about them is, even if you turn them off, they're still listening. That doesn't stop. The only way, as I say, is to remove yourself from the digital world and revert back to the analog age. But if we do that, we can't communicate with each other. So it's a real quandary, as far as I can see. And in my own mind, I find myself conflicted with it. I wonder, do you? Thanks for listening.